We've seen the New South Wales government proposing laws to criminalise homelessness in the city of Sydney, which led to the Berejiklian government passing a bill that broadened police authorities in order to enable them to remove homeless people and their belongings specifically from Martin Place, as we all know. In Adelaide, the South Australian government has backed an approach towards the issue of homelessness that is proving to be a success in 75 communities across the United States, and it doesn't criminalise the issue. It's a very different approach. We've got David Pearson this morning, the Executive Director of the Don Dunstan Foundation, who has been heading up the initiative, to join us on the air this morning. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is different about your approach compared to Sydney's?
Well, I guess you were just describing it as being criminalised in Sydney, and I guess what we're trying to do in South Australia is to individualise homelessness. So at the moment, we've got about 125 people who sleep rough in our inner city, so that just the Adelaide CBD on any given night. And what we're trying to do is identify them all by name, so that it's not just a list of numbers, it's a list of names and a list of issues that's going on in their lives, and try and ensure that everyone in the community, wherever they are, can help support that group of people. So and we're doing that to modelled on an approach that we've copied from the United States.
Okay, well, so far, you know, what have the results been? Have you been happy?
Well, we've just launched, really. So it's been going. What we've done is we've set the ambition. We know what's happened in Melbourne and Sydney, and we know that if we don't do something different here, that's probably the approach that we'll end up having, where you have large numbers of people on the streets. That then upsets traders and small business operators who are trying to get on with doing what they do, and everyone else during the part of the community. It causes these reactions that you get from political leaders who then are forced to react and do so in a way that ends up criminalising what is an issue of poverty and disconnected services and those sorts of things. So what we've set for ourselves is an ambition not to go down that path, and to actually use an approach that's worked in the US, where they, rather than setting a goal, which a lot of the time organisations or campaigns have done, so let's get 100 homes for 100 homeless people, or in the US they did 100,000 homes and they built them in 4 years. And what they learned from that campaign is that if you build 100,000 homes, you'll process 100,000 people through a broken system quicker. The system was fundamentally broken in the US. It's fundamentally broken in Australia. That's why we have people sleeping on the street. And in a country as wealthy as ours, or in the United States, it's just unacceptable that we can not support people such that they have to, the only option they have is to sleep on the street. So they had this 100,000 homes campaign. They realised that when they built 100,000 homes, they actually didn't reduce rough sleeping on the streets. And they go, well, what's working here? What's not working here? And they realised that they needed to count down to a goal of zero rather than counting up to some arbitrary number like 100,000 or 100 homes or whatever it might be. And just that simple mindset shift of counting down to zero and realising that you can actually reduce the number of people sleeping rough functionally to zero is possible. And that's what a number of communities in the US have done.
Okay, so I mean, how effective has that turned out to be?
So out of that sort of network of cities that are doing this approach, the 75 communities across the US, it started about 3 years ago. They've had at least 8 communities in the US have achieved functional zero homelessness and sustained it. And so functional means that you don't end all poverty. You don't stop people staying on the streets and panhandling and asking for change and those sorts of things. That's going to be around until, you know, fundamentally we change the way our economic systems work probably. But the issue of people without a house on any given night, they've been able to reduce that number to zero in a number of those communities by working very intensively with who those people are, making sure that whatever their issues are. So, for example, in the US, veterans is a big issue, right? So they have a massive military, and they thought that it was unacceptable that homeless people were largely veterans in the US. So what they did is when they identified the list of people who were homeless is by their name, by their background, what their issues were, but then when it said, look, out of that 120, for example, that we've got in Adelaide, 30 of them might be former veterans. So they won't have a conversation with the equivalent of the RSL over there. Mm. And the RSL said, well, we're going to help do that. 30 veterans sleeping on the streets, that's not good enough. The RSL then became part of the homelessness system and helping and bringing support and resources into a sector that's usually, in Australia at least, has been had a lot of funding uncertainty up until about 12 months ago.
Mm, so, I mean, I guess the main question I have here is with Sydney, obviously, is criminalising the issue. But, you know, when do you think Adelaide will get to the point where you'll have the kind of results that can be used as, I suppose, as evidence in order to roll out a similar program here?
Mm. Well, I mean, the evidence is there. If you want to roll it out in Sydney now, the evidence is there. It works. It works in the US. It works in Europe. It works elsewhere. What you've got to do is you've got to start by knowing who all the people are that are homeless on any given night by their name. And in fact, Sydney has an organisation, the Mercy Foundation, which has pioneered this work of doing what they call Connections Week or Registry Weeks, where you go out and you find these homeless people and you identify them all. But you've got to have a mindset shift where you want to achieve an end to homelessness. You can't be about, let's support homeless people, which is obviously important. So providing soup kitchens and alleviating the suffering of people who are sleeping on the street is incredibly important. But if you want to end homelessness, it's possible to do rough sleeping homelessness, and you've got to focus your efforts and attention on that. And so the experience and the evidence is there around the world. Sydney just has to take up the opportunity to take that knowledge and evidence and run with it. And you've already got organisations, as I said, like the Mercy Foundation, who can help you do that.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but this has been fascinating.
No worries.
That was David Pearson talking about Adelaide's fresh approach to, tackling the issue of homelessness in their city.